Herzlich willkommen zu deinem Podcast Unlimited Greatness. Hier geht es um das Thema Manifestation, Gesetz der Anziehung, Money Mindset und alles rund um ein erfolgreiches Leben und Business. Mein Name ist Beate Glöser, Mutter von zwei erwachsenen Kindern, seit über 20 Jahren glücklich verheiratet, Buchautorin, Keynote-Speakerin, Mindset- und Business-Coach, Unternehmerin und Gründerin der Greatness Academy. Ich liebe es, Menschen dabei zu helfen, ihre größten Träume zu verwirklichen, ein erfolgreiches Business aufzubauen, viel Geld zu verdienen und dabei auch noch eine Menge Spaß zu haben. Schön, dass du da bist und jetzt wünsche ich dir viel Spaß mit einer neuen Folge Unlimited Greatness.
Oh my goodness, I am so excited. I have here today a very, very special guest and I am so, so happy and also a little bit proud today for this interview, because this woman for me is one of the most brave women who I know, and I met her in person this year and I was really blown away. I was so, oh my God, because of her personality and her being and what she's going her way. So I feel a lot of gratitude, and actually if she would not be like she is, I would not go my way. I wouldn't have this breakthrough, because he brought this beautiful, in my eyes, the best programs ever, Thinking into Results, with Bob Proctor. And here is, in this podcast, Sandy Gallagher. I'm so, so happy that you are here. So thank you so much.
Well, I am so happy to be here, and I really am so proud of you for being one of our top consultants in the world and coaching with our Thinking into Results program. You're doing a phenomenal job. And we met, for those who don't know, we met on a cruise event that my company held. And it was so good to meet you, Beata. You just, you live what we teach. So perfectly congruent. And so, you know, it's my blessing to be here and to be working with you.
Oh, thank you so much. And Sandy, it was like also like one terror barrier to ask you, because we met the first time and I was like, oh, okay. But I felt in this moment, I have to ask you. I really have to ask you. And this is actually what we teach. If you feel it and if you have the idea, just go for it, because yeah, it's the way how it works to hit the barrier.
Yeah, it was your intuition telling you to do it.
Yeah, and then you said yes, and I said, oh my God, she said yes. How great. And actually, I am telling a lot of your stories in my Thinking into Results program with my clients, because it's really impressive how you got to this point you are here. And I would also start at this moment when the crazy idea came to you, 2006, I think it was, when you sat in the seminar, and then it was like, I want to be the business partner of Bob Proctor.
It was kind of a crazy idea in my mind. Like, if you had asked people in my life, was it a crazy idea? They would have said no. They would have said, for sure you could do that. But in my mind, I'm in that seminar, and it was kind of fascinating how it all came about. I was practicing law. I had been at that point practicing law for 18 years and doing mergers and acquisitions and IPOs and working with banks and other financial institutions. And I was like at the top of my game. I was leading my practice group. I thought everything was just going great. And a friend invited me to a leadership seminar. And I love leadership, anything leadership. And so I said, sure, I'll go. It was in Vancouver, Washington. I was living in Bellevue, Washington at the time. And so I went to the seminar. I didn't even look into it. I didn't even know it was a Bob Proctor seminar.
Oh, wow.
And I really didn't even know who Bob was. And so I walk in there, and out walks Bob onto the stage, and he starts talking. And I swear to you, it was maybe 15 minutes. It changed my life. Like, I honestly feel like he chopped my head off, shook it all around, put it back on, and I started thinking of everything in a different, much more expanded way. And so he kept saying, what do you want? What do you really want? And at first I was kind of blank, like a blank screen, because I thought that I had everything I wanted. And then he kept asking that question, what do you want? What do you really want? You know, he talked about how most people go through life tiptoeing, you know, until death, like they just never fully living their life. And you know, for most people, when their heart stops beating, it's a mere formality. And I'm thinking, well, those are kind of interesting ways to put it. But as I thought about it more deeply, I thought, wow, because at that point in my career, I'd done over $100 billion in deals. I remember the first time I told Bob that, he said, you mean 100 million? I said, no, my first deal was $867 million. But I had done all these deals to the point where I could kind of do the deals in my sleep. And so I was one of those people tiptoeing through life. I didn't feel like I was, but I started thinking, wow, I could make a much bigger impact in the world than I'm making. And it didn't matter what anybody in my world thought. They would have probably disagreed and said that I was making a big impact. But in my heart and my soul, I knew there was something bigger. And so I wrote in the workbook, teeny tiny print, because I didn't want anyone to see it. I thought it was rather audacious, but I want to be Bob Proctor's closest advisor. You know, I want to be in the inner circle of his company. I want to create a program with him to bring into the companies that I'd been in, which we ended up expanding it way beyond companies. As you know, thinking into results is all over the world. And but it was just an idea I had in that seminar. And the really interesting thing is at the end of this 2.5-day event, Bob said, there are probably 1,000 people in the room. And he said, most of you have come up with an idea that really inspires you, but well over 95% of you are going to leave the idea in the room. And I thought, I don't want to leave this idea in the room. I don't want to leave it here. And he said, if you're going to make this happen, you've got to make a committed decision that you're going to do whatever it takes, so long as it's, you know, moral and ethical and legal. You're going to do whatever it takes to make this happen, to allow it to unfold in your life. And so I made that committed decision before I left the seminar.
Wow.
And that was the start of it. And it wasn't an easy journey for many years. But oh my gosh, so worth it.
Wow, this is so important what you are saying now about the committed decision. And you know, it's so funny because one mentor of mine, I was also in a seminar, and he also said, like, maybe one or two persons in the room will do it, will be successful, and the other, they will do like always. And it reminds me so much on me, because I was saying also that, no, it's me. I will change my life. And this is so interesting, because when you said you are listening to Bob Proctor, and like in 15 minutes, it changed
everything. Literally, yeah.
This is so crazy. Was it about, I think it's his energy and this what he's saying, like everything he's leaving this, it's not just material. It's like, oh, also it's like everything of him, he is like bringing this out in this world. And because this is what I was feeling in the first lesson from Thinking to Results. I didn't meet him on person, but it was what I was feeling. I was feeling the program will change my life. I knew it.
Well, when I was listening to Bob, I kept asking myself, why didn't we get this when we pop out of the womb? Like, why am I just hearing this now? And I thought, you know, like he was talking about, we're spiritual beings. We live in a physical body. We're having a physical experience. We're gifted with an intellect. And as spiritual beings, we want to expand. We want to do more, be more, have more, because we want to become more of who we already are. And it is an urge that we all have at one level or another. And he's saying that, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's nothing wrong with me. Because when I was in grade school, the nuns, I went to a Catholic school, they'd smack me on the hand when I was daydreaming, and they say, you know, is it ever going to be enough? You know, or I remember hearing my dad say at one point, when I'm telling him all my audacious goals, and he's like, Sandra, do you need all that? You know? And so we have this funny programming that we acquire along the way through our DNA, through our environment, and it limits us. And you know how much I love horses. Well, one of the things I love most about horses is they help you recover or rediscover the power and the nobility of your spirit, and help you remain present in a world that's so frenzied at times. And that is such a gift. And that's what we crave. So when we're going for a big goal, it's not to get something. I mean, that's not what it is. It's about who you become. It's about introducing yourself to a part of yourself you never even knew was there. It's about, you know, like shocking yourself of what you're capable of. And it's all there in all of us. And it's a matter of rediscovering it.
Yeah, that's why I love so much what you said once. It's not who you think you are that holds you back. It's who you think you are not. This is so powerful, because it really is, because we think we are, I'm not this enough, I cannot this, no, like this. And this is so powerful.
Well, in that seminar, when I wrote that idea down in teeny tiny print, I didn't want anyone to see it. And the minute I started writing it down, my brain was throwing all these ideas out, like, who do you think you are? Bob Proctor doesn't even know you. You're a lawyer, for goodness sake. Like, you do bank mergers and acquisitions. How are you going to create the most powerful transformational program in the world? You know, like, who are you? And that's the program running. That's the paradigm running, telling you who you're not. You're not old enough. You're not young enough. You're not a man. You're not a woman. You know what I mean? You don't have the resources. That is looking at it backwards. The number one thing is, what do you want? Like, in your heart, what is your heart's desire? Truly your heart's desire. And it's got to be something you fall in love with. That's when it becomes really powerful. And then you figure out the how. If you're going for something that's a real stretch that you love so much, but you just think it's way beyond where you are now, that's how you figure out the how, is falling in love with it and taking one step at a time. What you can do. Go ahead.
Yeah. Did you know at this moment, because the question is so easy, what do you really want? But the most of the people, they don't know what they really want. Was it like the moment, because you are listening to Bob Proctor, and like, it was maybe not what you really want, but like, exactly, but something what you felt at this moment?
Well, this all happened really quickly, but initially it was a blank screen. What do you want? What do you really want? Well, I don't know. I think I have it, you know? Yeah. And it was just this blank screen, but he kept asking it, and he kept giving us these ideas that were really tapping into my imagination. And I allowed myself to be transported with my imagination. Because what we tend to do is we look at our current results and we think, this is what I can do. This is what I'm capable of doing. But that's just going to stop you immediately. And so what most of us do is we don't even consciously entertain this big, big idea. Mm-hmm. And so, but he was teaching that and giving us an understanding of that. So I was letting my imagination go wild. And I was that Friday night, the first evening of the seminar, when I wrote that down in the book. And I knew that that was my life's purpose, to connect people to their higher side, you know, enlighten people, put the light on so that they could live the life they truly wanted to live. And I fell in love with it, and I fell in love with it more every day. But I still was terrified, because it was such a big, you know, in my mind, it was such a big difference from where I was currently.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people could maybe say, like, okay, Sandy Gallagher was already so successful. She was already like in the different industry, but still she was very successful. What, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's why I tell you that if you ask people in my life, they would have said, oh, of course you can do that. But in my mind, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking, I am really biting off a big thing here. And then I went to create, I started creating the program. I don't know if you knew that, but I started creating it right when I left the seminar. And I outlined the 12 modules. I came up with the name. I came up with the graphics, the artwork. And I still hadn't met Bob.
Oh, wow.
And
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I didn't get a meeting with him until June of 07, 2007. So, you know, just shy of a year later. And I already had put so much into it, but I just was pursuing it like, this is happening. But then when I had that meeting with him and he says, okay, this is how this deal is going to work. And this is the investment you're going to make. And this is the work you're going to do. And, you know, it was a big chunk to bite off. And we were at lunch and I remember just looking at him, you know, all cool and calm inside. I'm going, what, you know, but I didn't say anything. And he said, oh, you don't have to answer now. But here's where I really hit the terror barrier big time. The next morning he was doing a seminar with Michael Beckwith and he gets out on stage and there's like 893 people in the room and the room's dark. There's bright lights on stage. I don't know how he saw me, but I swear he looked me in the eye. I'm way over off in the corner, you know, and I swear he looks me in the eye and he says, our company's growing and we've attracted this lawyer. And, you know, we do have a deal, don't we? And because I had been dreaming and visualizing and seeing this as something that's already happened, feeling it as if it's something that's already happened, I just nodded yes without, I mean, it just happened. Oh, she nodded yes, we have a deal. And then I'm like, whoa, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? But here's the thing, like, in truth, my law experience and all the deals that I did, yeah, that helped me on a business standpoint, but it didn't teach me any of the things that I learned in that seminar about how to really get your results in life. I mean, we see people, all kinds of people with all kinds of degrees and education that aren't getting the results they want in life because they just have never been taught how to do it.
Yeah. And then it went further because then you said yes. And how did you feel after this? Because I think this is the most important thing for a lot of people, because the first time is the committed decision, but it doesn't feel all the time like very easy, right?
Yeah, but here I'm saying, yes, we have a deal. I'm committing hundreds of thousands of dollars and plus my time and effort and dedication it took 2 years. We released the program in April of 2009 and then also in the process by volunteering to help Bob and his companies, he had 19 companies, he asked me to come in and run the company. So not only did I do the program, but I came in to run the companies. And ultimately we became co-partners, co-founders of Proctor Gallagher Institute. But in that moment, in that seminar in Delray Beach, Florida, in June of 2007, after I nodded yes, I hit the terror barrier so bad because it's like, this is real. And I was so emotionally involved in it, but it wasn't in harmony with my paradigm, my subconscious program way of thinking, which was, I'm a lawyer. I do bank mergers and acquisitions, right? So it's like oil and water trying to mix, and it really impacts your central nervous system. And so I kid you not, my body was shaking. like Bob was bringing me up in front of the room and introducing me to everybody, and my knees are shaking, like, you know. And I swear I was shaking like that for a year because it was, but I like going for something really big. I really like going for something really big. So it was invigorating and terrifying all at the same time.
This is what I love about that, because your big power of staying, to really stay at this decision you made at this moment. Because I know a lot of people who, like, they are saying, ah, yes, 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 yes. And then because of the shaking of the body, because of, oh my God, I don't feel good. And they cannot hold it. They cannot hold themselves. And you did it for so long time until you really, the first time put the thinking true results into the world. So this is for me like,
well, yeah, but I think there's a couple things. One is a lot of times people go for a goal that they think they want or they think someone else wants for them, but it's not what they truly love in their heart. And if you're not going for something you truly love, you're not going to want to overcome the obstacles. And there will be obstacles. And so if it's just a goal, well, I think I want that, you know, and you, the first obstacle you hit or the first criticism or why are you wasting your time, Beata? Why are you doing that? You could be, you know, or for me, you could be practicing law and, you know, having a really wonderful clients that you're working with. And so you just kind of fall off, you know, that's one of the things. And so being in love with it is just huge, but also understanding, gaining, like studying and understanding how the mind works, how we get results, who we are, you know, what our purpose is here, like all of these things. If you focus on that every day for a period of time, your understanding evolves. It's like peeling an onion. Studying something really inspirational, even if it's the same paragraph every day for a month, and your awareness rises. And as your awareness rises and your love for what you're pursuing increase, then it's almost like there's no turning back. I love how Napoleon Hill put it. He said that when you first get an idea, it's like a embryo, you know, and you've got to nurse it and feed it and entice it to remain alive. But when you do that, it becomes a giant of its own and it nurses and feeds and entices you. Yeah. That's the power of an idea that you fall in love with. And then you overcome those obstacles because you truly want it. You okay. want to pursue this, you know? And so for me, I love to take what we teach and apply it to new areas and new challenges all the time. I did that with thinking into results. I did it with a company. I do it with horses. I'm really into competing with saddlebred horses. I do it with all kinds of things. And I thrive on that. And I think you do too. And so we're really living what we're teaching.
Yeah, I love this to feed the idea because it will be bigger, bigger. And so whatever is coming, something outside your inner willing, your inner connecting to this idea, to the big goal, to the C-type goal, is so much bigger than everything outside. So I think this is, that's what we have to come through.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. And it's worth it. I remember one time I was living down in Malibu, California, and I wanted to buy this property on Whidbey Island in Washington State, where most of my family live. And I found out the price. After I'd seen it, fell in love with it, I found out the price. And it was just like way more than I thought made sense to spend on a home, you know? But I was in love with it. And I remember talking to Bob and he's like, well, do you believe what we teach? And I'm like, of course I believe what we teach. And he said, well, figure out how to do it. And then I remember talking to my dad and he's like, well, why would you care so much about buying a property? Like, it just doesn't seem significant in the scheme of things. And I explained to him the power of wanting something and then showing yourself you can do it. And that actually transformed the whole company because I was so on fire about doing this, figuring out how to do it, that I came up with ideas for the company. And it just, the company grew tremendously during that time. But it's there's such a power in that.
I love it. And I know how you were telling about this, that you were feeling like you are living there. So, and how you have dinner with your family. So all the things you were grateful before it happened. So you were really like connected to this. It already happened. And I think this is this, what you also, with the competition with the horses also made. I saw your picture.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful because you really live this, what we teach, and well, you make it like before.
Yeah. Because with the horses, I wanted to be world champion. And at the time, I added up the numbers. I can't, it's something like 48 world champion, world and national titles in the last 2 years with all my horses, and then with me riding 28. And, you know, so, but when I started this goal, I was not a world champion rider. But the biggest lesson I learned is I had to become a world champion rider in my mind before I could achieve it in the physical world. And the beautiful thing is that you can make that shift relatively quickly. Like if you've studied enough and you understand how this works, you can literally snap your fingers and switch it. But at first, that's more challenging to do. Like the first big goal, thinking into results, it really was a 3-year process. And then now I'll come up with something that is a bigger idea than that and literally figure it out in a day.
Oh, wow.
Because I understand how to jump to that frequency and belief, you know? So, yeah, it's.
Would you say it's for everybody like different? Because like the process is the same, but to figure out how I get myself to this frequency, I think there is like everybody has to figure out this for themselves.
You know, yeah, it's definitely a figuring out kind of process. And like the, you know, for some of us, we can see very graphic pictures of what we want to visioneer. And for others, don't really see pictures. It's more of like an impression that you feel. But a lot of it is allowing versus trying or forcing. Mm. So we have to understand that when our paradigm is so contrary to what it is that we believe we want, that paradigm is going to put up a fight. And when you first start working on really changing your way of thinking, that paradigm puts up a big battle. And the closer you get to where you want to be, the battle gets tougher. And you just have to say, paradigm, get the heck out of here. I'm not going to let you stop me. Like I can still see myself walking. When I was living in Malibu, and I had a long driveway, and it was right on Pacific Coast Highway, overlooking the ocean. And I'm walking down the driveway, backing up the driveway, looking down at the ocean. And I'm like, you know, my paradigm was really giving me a fight. And I said, all of a sudden I realized, I don't like to be controlled. Most people don't like to be controlled. And I'm like, I am letting my paradigm control me. I am not going to allow that anymore. And, you know, I just decided, no way. I'm going to do what I want to do. And that was a game changer.
Oh, I love it. So what would you say now when you say you can change it so quickly? So what are you doing like concrete?
Tangible, like what do I do day in, day out to work on that? Well, it's the same process that I started way back in 2006, which, you know, I sit down every morning, I read something inspirational, I meditate, and I do gratitude, and which I'm sure you've taught your clients about gratitude. The power of gratitude is gigantic. And visioneer, where I'm imagining things that can only happen, conversations, different things, you know, being in the winner's circle with the horses at the world championships, things that can only happen after what I want to manifest has happened. And I feel it is real. This is such an important thing. We tend to think of it as something outside of us. So we think of a place or of something as opposed to from a place. So, and this takes some training and mental discipline, but for you to really use your imagination and your will to hold the idea on the screen of your mind and literally feel it as so real that it's you are experiencing it. And when you understand that you're a spiritual being and you have three planes of your personality, the spirit, intellect, physical, well, when you visioneer and you do it properly and you really engage your intellect and you really shift your vibration, which is the whole thing of law of attraction, law, which is a subset of the law of vibration, which is what you moves you into action and attracts back to you. When you know you've got it on the spiritual level and the intellectual level, all that's wanting is the physical. And when you really understand that and believe that, that's when you can be grateful for something long before it's in your physical world. And the more grateful you are, the quicker you can manifest it. And so while that used to take me, like I said, 3 years almost for the first goal to manifest completely, I literally have done it in a day, even once in an hour. And it's because you just train yourself to flip onto a higher frequency. But in the early days, like I remember way in the early days of my personal development journey, I would have so much chatter going on in my mind of telling myself what I can't do, like what you think you're not. And I read somewhere, put a rubber band on your wrist and snap your wrist every time you get an idea that doesn't serve you. And I did that. I mean, I had a red wrist, snap, snap. But you have to go through different processes to change that. If you really understand, though, that that's all part of the process, just like the terror berry that we talked about, it's all part of the process. And when you understand that, you can navigate through it. Really, going through the terror barrier is your path to freedom. It truly is your path to freedom. And when you understand, and all our programs teach this, when you really understand that, you can navigate through it. When you have all that negative chatter and you think, oh, it's hopeless, I can't change this. When you understand that, yes, you truly can change it, but it takes commitment and it takes discipline and spaced repetition over time and studying. But if you had asked me, like, I think about the partnership with Bob, and people ask me a lot, would you have made that investment if you knew that the partnership was not going to be as successful as you were hoping it to be? And I said, absolutely, because of who I became along the way. And so when you have the luxury of achieving these things and, you know, implementing these ideas that you've learned, then you look back and you're like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you to yourself for making the decisions you made, for having the courage that you had, for going against the opposition, the you know, because people in your life are generally in harmony with your paradigm. The people you spend the most time with, you're all in harmony with your paradigm. And then you step out beyond and you say, I'm gonna change things. I'm gonna switch things up. Well, all the people in your life are like, hey, wait, don't change. I don't want you to force change on me. And while they love you and they want you to be successful, they're not gonna like that. It's gonna get uncomfortable. But if you understand that, and why that's the case, you can navigate through it and trust and know that in a couple of years after you've done what you set out to do, they're most likely going to, many of them anyway, are going to be saying, I'm so proud of you, that I'm so grateful that you did what you did do, you know? So it's a matter of studying, understanding ourselves, therefore understanding others, and this whole creative process and how it works, and that the perceived sacrifice is so, so small compared to the benefit that you get, whether or not the venture you pursue is ultimately successful because of the person you become.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good what you are saying. I feel that in my body, what you are saying. So, and now it's like this, these are not just your words you are saying, this the frequency is coming to me, and I feel like I'm open to receive what you are saying, and this is so huge.
Well, I love that. And I also, it also points out the fact that the more we can spend time with like-minded, action-oriented people pursuing, you know, studying, raising their awareness, the quicker these things are going to happen for us. That really, our environment is so critical, and the people we spend time with.
Yeah.
You know, the cruise where we had 100 of our consultants, yourself included, on that ship and spent all that time together, it was, you could just feel the energy building every day in such a beautiful way, you know?
This is so important. That's why these programs are so, so powerful, because they're, people meet together and they all are studying this and are going for big things. And this is what changed so quickly, the energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love this. And what would you say, Sandy Gallagher, how did you change from the, because I said you are loving this, who you become on this way. And you said, I heard sometimes that you said your dad said Sandra, and now you call like Sandy. I don't know if there's maybe.
Oh, I know when he was a little upset with me, he'd say Sandra or Sandra Louise. That's the only time my middle name was ever used. And so he was like, Sandra, you don't need all that. And I mean, my dad, he's gone now, but he's a gem. I mean, he was just a wonderful, kind, generous, smart, successful person. But we all have some limiting ideas. And his idea, because he grew up a Catholic and he grew up with the nuns and the priests, and he was just like associated wanting more with a bad thing. And it's not a bad thing. It's our spiritual essence. We want more, and we can do more. We can do more good for the world when we stretch and grow ourselves. Yeah. You know, so yeah, Sandra, I knew I was in trouble if he said Sandra.
Okay, but I thought maybe there is something changed, like when you went this way with Bob Proctor, if you
change my name.
Like,
no.
Yeah, it was something no. like that. It was not. But what no. did you say? How did you change in like your personality? Why are you? What is different today than the Sandra who was still very successful, and the people I think were looking at you and said, "Oh my God, she's so," you know, what?
Well, I really held myself back a lot because I thought that that's what I should do. So I had a full life. I pursued a lot of different things, but not to the degree I do now. My life, financially, relationships, emotionally, physically, it's all improved so dramatically. It's like when you start to really study yourself, like we do with the programs that we teach, you start to get that balance with your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual being. And when you get that balance and you really feel like you're on a path and living your purpose, then everything just starts to flow. It's like, I think a lot of people believe that life is supposed to be difficult at times, and that, you know, things are hard. And, you know, I don't believe that. I believe that we're meant to have tremendous joy, that things are supposed to, we're supposed to be able to do them with ease. Now, that doesn't mean I'm working most of the time, but I don't think of it as working. So that's where the ease and joy come in. Like with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't feel that I work at all because I'm doing what I want to do. And I feel like I'm really helping a lot of people. And that brings me so much joy. And, you know, Bob used to say all the time, force negates, force negates. And when you start to really think things are supposed to be hard, and then you recognize, oh, I'm forcing, force negates. Force is literally pushing it away from you. That's why this concept of thinking from a place, feeling it as real, is so important, because you're not forcing anything. You're already there. You are there. So like if you picture 10 feet in front of you is where you want to be, but you don't know how to get there. Jump there in your imagination, live there in your imagination, and then you can look backwards and say, oh, that's how I got there. And it sounds so simple, and it's not easy to execute on this idea, but that's why you have to train yourself. Yeah. You have to train, you have to, you know, exercise your mental faculties, your imagination, your will. Learn what these mental faculties are and exercise them and train them to where you're in control of your thinking, and you're not, it's not necessarily what you're thinking. It's not doing certain things. It's thinking in a certain way that makes such a big shift. And understand this too. If you find yourself thinking in a way that, if you really thought about it, you know, is not going to lead you to what you want, it's okay. Forgive yourself, but switch it. I still get to where sometimes I'm like, why am I thinking that? That is not going to get me where I want. But then it's how quickly can you change it? Or like, let's just say you're in a relationship and you find yourself losing your temper all the time or just being short with someone. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just say, okay, I can change this. And see yourself as a calm, confident person. You know, not quick to snap and lose your temper, and a loving person. It's like we have an exercise in the Thinking in the Results program where you write down your non-productive behaviors and your productive behaviors, and you literally, be careful, but you set on fire, or maybe you just shred the non-productive behaviors, and then you focus on the opposite, the productive behaviors. That works.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, that's so powerful. Well, I think I could talk to you like hours because this is so interesting and so deep. I would like going to the slowly to the end, ask something because this is for me very important to ask you. Since you are so close to Bob Proctor, and you, I think it was not just a business experience; it was, I think, deep. Friendship and how are you doing since he is not with us here on the world? Also, how you deal with this? Because I think you are such a really you have so much impact, and you are such great speaker, because I really experience you on the stage. And but before Bob was there, I was like focused just on Bob, and I didn't see you like this, and now you are on the front. So how does it change for you, and how do you feel with this? And maybe also, what are your goals now?
Questions,
I know.
But the partnership with Bob, it was 17 years before he died, and it was 17 of the most wonderful years of my life. We were best friends. We were each other's closest advisor. We talked maybe 10 times a day. We studied every single day together. We brainstormed. We came up with so many wonderful ideas together and executed them. And it was really just a pure joy to work with him and to work with our team. And so, you know, I would have to say I was in denial. I mean, Bob was almost 88 when he died, but in my mind, he was going to, we literally booked a hotel for his 100th birthday to do a seminar. And so I was just convinced that he was almost immortal. And so it hit me really hard, and it hit our entire team and our consultants really hard. Bob just had such a big presence in everyone's life. So that was difficult, but it's also, I would have to say it's been 2.5 of the most difficult years of my life, but also 2.5 of the best. And I think you touched on part of it is I love working with Bob and collaborating with Bob, but now I'm even more pursuing a lot of things that I truly want to be pursuing, and even finding my voice more than I have in the 17 years that I was partners with Bob. And I really found my voice then. And so, and for me, growing and expanding and is a huge part of who I am. Like, if I don't feel like I am growing as a human being, I don't feel good. And so, so I do feel that I'm evolving and growing. And one of the biggest, well, like if you were asking me, what am I working on right now? I've got 11 books that are coming out this year. I've got, four new programs. And of course with the horses, I've got 23 saddlebred horses I'm showing at the World Championships in 2.5 months. And you know, it's a lot of things that I really, really love. And, but working with the consultants is really huge for me, you and the other consultants. And because we can't have too many of us teaching this. And I just have this huge vision of us all over the world, is spreading light. That's really what it is, spreading light, connecting people to their higher side and working together to do it, because we all bring something different to the table. And so, like, I can just, I see this visual of all the consultants and me, and we're there, and we're like, it's almost like a collage in my mind, and we're all doing good for the world. And I think the world needs that. I know the world needs that. And so I'm really on fire with that.
Yeah. And I love that you are now with the female power you bring, and to bring so much forward now. I really appreciate this. And yeah, and I think it will be very huge. It is already huge, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're doing such a great job. You really are. Very proud of you.
Thank you so much. So maybe you, for the people who are now listening until this, I think it's so inspiring. And there are, I know there are people who said, oh my God, Sandy Gallagher, she is wow. Now I understand why you invited her. Now I understand why you're talking all about her in your programs, because I really do, because it was so impressive what you are telling on the cruise, how you were telling this. It was your energy yeah. who was like, oh my God. So, and the people who want to get closer to you, what would you say? What are the programs now they can reach out to you? What is the best way?
Go to proctorgallagher.com, and we've got a whole range of programs, all the way from free to, you know, $25,000 or more. But a whole host of coaching programs. We've got like Beata, certified consultants that use our programs. They get a license to use our program to build their own coaching business. We have an event coming up in June 19th, 20th, and 21, the Science of Getting Rich Summit, which is going to be sensational. And so tune into that. We always have something going. Our social media, Proctor Gallagher, Bob Proctor, Sandy Gallagher, all three of them. We have our YouTube channel under Bob Proctor. Lots of free content on the YouTube channel. But just, you know, whatever resonates with you, just follow it. Just follow it. I remember when I saw Bob in this movie, The Secret, and there are all kinds of great speakers and teachers on there. But there's something about Bob that just like, it just resonated with me. Follow what resonates with you, you know, and really take it in and think about it. Follow your heart. I know as Bob, the last couple of years of his life, the one thing he kept saying over and over and over more frequently all the time was the only prerequisite is, what do you want? Only prerequisite, do you want it? And there's such truth to that. When you align what you want with the good of all people, your life becomes pretty beautiful.
Oh, thank you. This is like a very good words for the end of the podcast. Sandy, I'm so happy. It was so powerful. I will listen to this one more time and get the energy for me, because it was very, very powerful. So thank you so
much. Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Yes. And everybody who was listening, and if you like it, so share this podcast with the world. I think we cannot have enough from the people who get the material and to get into this, because this is so beautiful way to have a beautiful life and to be happy. And I think this is what we are here for.
Yes, absolutely.
So
take care.
You so
thank
much.
You. And okay.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Danke für deine Zeit und dass du bis zum Schluss gehört hast. Wenn es dir gefallen hat und es dir geholfen hat, bitte teile den Podcast gerne auf Social Media und mit deinen Freunden. Du würdest uns auch helfen, wenn du dir ein paar Minuten Zeit nimmst und uns eine Bewertung schreibst. Mein größter Wunsch ist es, dieses Wissen an möglichst viele Menschen weiterzugeben, um so das Leben ein Stück zu einem besseren und liebevolleren Ort zu machen. Wenn du etwas mit uns teilen möchtest oder mehr von uns hören magst, findest du uns auf Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn oder auf unserer Webseite. Die entsprechenden Links findest du in den Shownotes. Danke, dass du da bist, und ich freue mich auf dich bei der nächsten Folge. Deine Beate.